Ah, good evening, traveler. And welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. We are now approaching Fort Terminus. Our next stop, the hallowed halls of Helicoid.
Kuan Yi, can I ask you a question?
Oh, I so hope you will, Rilla.
If magic is really...
My favorites are the ones I don't feel like answering, because then I just lie. Or sometimes I lie just because it's fun. Do you ever do that, tall, dark, and cranky?
I don't.
See? She's doing it right now.
Okay. So, if magic is inconsistent and unreliable, how could you just make the sun look like it was setting, or make this brace that helps me walk without...
Boo. It's no fun at all when you ask me a good question. Fine, fine. It's really very simple. Oh.
That's good. Just speak clearly into the receiver.
Oh, what is this?
Have mercy. They're encouraging each other.
It's an audio recorder. I made it.
Oh, I adore it. And it's so handy. Usually I just put my voice in a rock when I want to remember something, but I always forget where I put it.
You can just do that?
Oh, sweet. That's nothing. Give me a few days and a part of your soul, and I can teach you to put your voice in anything. That was a joke, obviously. The soul is useless. I'd probably ask for a toe.
Just one? That's not bad.
Enough. You have outstayed your welcome, witch. We have agreed to your terms, but you will not continue meddling in official Citadel affairs like this. Leave us.
Oh, she's angry now. Do you think I should have asked for her toe instead?
When I tell you to do something, witch, I mean now.
Oh no, a sword. How pointy.
Sir Caroline!
You'd really hurt me? Me? With a sword that I gave you after the big bad monster stole yours?
I am on the job. Technically, I would be justified.
Oh, so we're talking technicalities. Well, if that's the case, then technically, without me, you don't have a sword. Pop. All gone.
Ugh.
If you can't handle one cursed sword, cutie, you're not ready for this fortress. And definitely not ready to fly solo.
I have broken out of many prisons before, and I am stronger than I was then. I can handle whatever these monsters have in store.
Breaking out? Breaking out is nothing compared to what we have to do next. We're breaking in, then out.
We don't need you for this.
It's not about need, babe. It's about want. Like how I don't want you to get crushed by that wall trap you're ignoring above your head.
What?
Sir Caroline, look out!
And stop!
You froze it in midair.
Stop time around it, actually. It will continue on its course in a second.
Magic.
Okay, babe, maybe step out of the way of the falling trap and then whine, because this is starting to get exhausting.
Sir Caroline?
There, we passed. And that, sweets, is how you make magic work for you. Magical spells, commands, etc. and so on only work if the universe feels like answering them. If I ask the universe to stop that pile of wood from crushing our sweet little knight, it might work once every 100 times. But if I ask the universe to take this watch I worked on so very hard, and pretty please, universe, can you just make it a time-stopping watch just for me? Just if I do enough so it's basically already won anyway, then...
Then the impossible magical phenomenon isn't stopping time. It's making the thing that can stop time.
Very good. See? And you wanted to leave me behind. Whatever would you do without me?
Thanks, Kuan Yi. Sir Caroline?
I would have been fine. Goodbye.
Now, what did that trap ever do to her?
Excuse me just a second, Kuan Yi. What is your problem? I thought you said you didn't hate witches.
I didn't until today. She doesn't belong here.
So? She's helping us, isn't she?
Only because she's more likely to get what she's after by helping us than not. But this is not the arrangement.
What arrangement?
It doesn't matter for you. This will likely be the only day you ever see a real witch.
Well then, What does it matter? We need to help the Citadel, right? Maybe this witch is breaking the witch rules or whatever, but that only affects her, right? Why can't you just accept that we got lucky?
Because this is my investigation under my control, and I will not allow anyone to insinuate that the first investigation I earned was a success only because I got lucky.
So you'd rather fail?
I would not have failed. I would have solved it on my own, and now she has taken that from me.
Okay, fine. She broke you out of the cell. You didn't get to come up with a big plan. Cool. But unless you want me to lock you in one of those cages myself, that's over. So deal with it and do your job.
Fine. We will use the witch. But if you breathe a single word of this in the Citadel...
Sure. Whatever.
Good. Witch!
What?
Are you all right? Damn it! Why wasn't I watching her?
I'm fine. It's my pocket watch. Your mean little show of making me work extra hard to save you from that falling trap put a crack in my pocket watch, you beast! My poor baby. Shh, it's all right. We'll get some crushed dragon eye jelly on you in no time, little TikTok.
Wait, dragon's eye? Like from...
Dragon, silly! They exist just a little outside of time themselves, you know. That's why there never seems to be one around when you need them. Because they'll be around some other time instead.
So, you study monsters... Use their parts?
Where do you think all those magical powers come from? Witches are scavengers. They take stronger creatures' power because they can do nothing on their own.
I couldn't say it better myself. Very smart of us, isn't it? I know Grumpy is impressed.
I am not. It's pathetic.
Aren't you here because you literally pushed Damien down a flight of stairs and stole his job?
You, charmed one, probably haven't noticed the disadvantages one starts out with in a field brimming with people who want to see you fail. I will do anything to level the playing field.
So you think you're better than me because you made it big in the boys' club?
I know I'm better than you, actually. The men have nothing to do with it.
Despite the fact that my job is so dangerous, difficult, and illegal that nobody else will do it, that's really where you're putting your foot down here.
Oh, are we measuring how hard our lives are? Should I take out my magic hardships yardstick?
Yes!
Well... I don't have one, because that makes so little sense, even magic won't touch it. Instead of measuring your problems, why don't we just agree that we all have it hard and try to make things better for one another? Everyone deserves a little help. Everyone.
That's not bad advice.
Yes, we all have problems, ladies. Look at me, for example. I have this little cough that just won't go away. And on top of that, I've wanted the four thumbs of a reptilian familiar for nearly 10 minutes now, and I still don't have them!
His thumbs?
The lizard is mine. He must answer for his crimes.
And does he need his thumbs to answer for them? No? Good! See? We help each other, and we all get what we want!
That's the first sense you've made all day, witch.
No, you can't!
Excuse me, herbalist? Do you have something you'd like to say?
You can't hurt him! I have to talk to him!
Oh, that's perfect. Then you can talk to him while I take off his thumbs, and then the knight can have his head. And if you decide you have more questions later, I'll just put my hand in his skull and we'll have a little chat.
But...
This argument is over. Her terms are fair enough for now. We can decide the rest when the lizard is dead.
No, we actually can't.
And in the meantime, if he is as heavily guarded as you say, which we should have a plan of attack before we press on, what can we expect from this fortress?
Oh, just the biggest, spookiest, creepiest, crawliest monsters of all. Fort Terminus is the monster's last stronghold in the Northern Wilds, and that's saying something. Monsters as individuals love to stake claim to a spot and stay there, but as a group, they can never agree on one place to defend together, let alone a building. I hear even their Senate never meets in the same place twice. So the fact that they work together to keep this place up should tell you how badly they need it.
For what?
Things. So horrible. No monster wants to be near them. Oh, that was a face. Do it again. Again.
Then this is their point of exile.
It is. And the few times they've managed to work together to come up with a combined method of attack, it's their armory. A warehouse of horrors.
Few times? Like, they aren't now? But aren't we at war with them?
You are. So imagine how you'd do if they really unified.
Saints.
Oh, don't worry, sweets. They've only done it once in all of recorded history, and that was nearly 3,000 years ago. Though, of course, that one was so bad, it wiped out most of recorded history before it.
3,000 years? The fall of the First Citadel.
That's enough about the fort. One mission at a time. How are we approaching it?
Because the monsters fear it so, few know how Fort Terminus is operated from within. There are no guards assigned to it. That would defy their freedom, so I can only tell you about what the monsters know. The entrance. Fort Terminus has no front gate. Instead, its only entrances are through its cells, each of which have 2 sealed doors, one on our side and one leading into the fort itself.
So the lizard's sealed in on our side, and then whatever operates the fortress takes him in from the other side.
It takes some time, I hear, but yes. And that's why we're headed towards those cell blocks now.
So that's your strategy? Entering through the front door?
I made it all by myself!
Of all the inane, stupid...
And I will not be accepting criticism at this time.
If you had consulted a strategist, like the one you're speaking to right now, you would know that approaching an encampment from the front is a recipe for failure. If there is ever a way to approach from behind, you take it.
Oh, she likes it the other way in, does she? When's her date again?
The other way. Opening. Hole! Oh, the other one! Yes, the other one is the only one that makes sense.
Oh, the other path, you mean. That's fine. Well, we'll just turn around and go that way.
I think we should.
Right now?
This instant.
And then we'll just navigate this labyrinth backwards, wake up the gigantic snail slime beastie that so easily trapped you and sent you down here in the first place, kindly ask him to scoot over so we can access the hidden chamber that he's sleeping on top of, and then navigate a second and far more dangerous labyrinth directly into the monster's high-security nightmare fort, just so we can take the back door in to trim the gecko you're after. Sounds fun, sweetie. Lead the way. Oh, don't be so grumpy. You wouldn't want to take that other path anyways. Musty, smelly, covered in that nasty judge's slime. Oh, and positively dripping with deadly booby traps. Everywhere. Floors, walls, you name it. You'd have to be... You'd have to be a complete idiot to go in through there.
I say...
Alfred, another spike wall on your left!
Come now, Sir Damien. If you tell him about every obstacle, he'll never learn.
And if I don't, he'll never live, Sir Angelo. So, pit trap!
An excellent attempt, warrior in training. One pointer. Most great jumpers lift off with their legs, not by spinning their arms in a circle.
Pit!
Again?
Much improved. Now, may I recommend landing with your feet instead of your face?
You guys, I can't run forever!
Think of it as training, Talfarin. A knight must have an open heart, and jogging does wonders for the valves.
But... if you don't want to run, then don't. Listen to your instincts.
Excellent work. Remember to stay hydrated now.
Sir Angelo, this really isn't the time.
Not the time! Sir Damien, there is always time for 2 things, hydration and stretching. And he has that wonderful backpack canteen his brother made him with the straws and... what is that called again, Talfarin?
Back flask, please!
Back flask, ingenious invention. I've already ordered 5 of them myself.
Please, guys, you've got to help me find a place to hide!
A room! There's open space just ahead, Talfarin. A perfect place for you to make your stand against this terrible snail.
Don't you dare!
Excellent advice, my rival. Stare the beast down, spear in hand, and it will surely listen.
Saints, man, did you just close the door on us?
Open this door! Shell Wrecker! Open it, I say!
I just gotta find a place to hide until...
Intolerable rudeness to come into an honest, universe-faring snail's home and invade his basement, and without even the simplest formal request.
Sir Damien, did you hear that?
Do you mean the creaking of the wood, or perhaps the giant squelching beast of slime that threatens to kill us both unless someone does something about it, Talfarin?
No, something the monster said gave me an idea.
Well, what is it? Quickly!
Yes, I too would like to hear this plan.
It's...
yes?
We're waiting.
Well, that's no good. I'm afraid I've let the dramatic pause go on too long, and now I've forgotten.
All right, back to it then.
Nowhere to hide. Just a bunch of tapestries and stone walls and rugs and chairs and... Why does a snail need a chair? No time!
No basement! The goal! A snail's basement and nothing more!
The idea! It happened again! When he said snail!
Don't build it up then, just say it!
This rock seems... loose! Stuck! No! Third launch, why would you do this to me? I gotta leave my armor outside!
Snail's fear salt! My satchel is still upstairs, and it is full of the finest salt, which you must throw on him, young Talfarin.
Now he wants me to run all the way back?
No, no, I say no, not the salt. A land snail cannot bear salt. Oh, you wouldn't dare. Nearly through.
At last! Run for the salt, my... Begad, where has my pupil gone?
And why is his armor in a pile on the floor?
Well, that's simple enough, Sir Damien. Nudist combat must be a specialty of this family. We've seen as much from his brother.
It's only his armor, Sir Angelo.
Oh, then the answer is simple. I have no idea.
He can be as clothed or as nude as he likes. I say, as free or as contained. But please, gentlemen, he cannot use the salt. Anything but the salt.
Okay, salt. Maybe I can make it to the door while they distract the big snail. It's just one monster. You can do this, Talfarin. Sir Talfarin.
Defensive measures must be taken.
Sir Damien!
It wasn't me. The bubbles are just appearing.
My friend, for such an impressive storyteller, that excuse was shockingly unimpressive.
Sir Angelo, listen to me. The slime itself is boiling.
Oh my, it has become a bit warm, hasn't it?
Boil us alive, Talfarin. Slay him. It is your duty.
Not boiling. Just... Thing. Now that's better.
Most horrible Judge Hanakoid, tell us how we may serve.
Little soldiers of snail slime, they're everywhere.
Yes, perhaps it is time to end our lesson for today, Talfarin. There are rather a lot of monsters out here now, and we may have jumped from basic knighting to extremely advanced. Now, Sir Damien and I will free ourselves and slay these fiends. Oh, dear. You weren't pretending to be stuck, were you, Sir Damien?
No. No, Sir Angelo, I was not.
Nah. Bailiffs, your instructions are quite clear. We guard the entrance to Fort Terminus, and no humans are to pass the doors of our court without our capture. Is that understood?
Yes, Your Horror.
You two will stand guard by the entrance, and the rest of you search this room, every crook and crevice. I want that human found immediately, this moment, at once.
This is just about the place, ladies. Oh, who's excited? I'm excited! It's supposed to be so very dangerous.
What kind of security measures do they have?
A guard, for one thing.
And?
A second guard. And that's it. But they're really very powerful, I hear.
Ha! How's that for Master Prankster, you stupid?
Wipe out, dude.
Loser! You big dumb!
Hey, man, you started it. Just give me back my Nosh.
Get lost!
Give me the bone.
This is your high-security prison cell? Two pigs fighting over scraps?
Fine! Take off! You stand guard here! I'm gonna wait around the corner.
Suit yourself, brah.
You didn't even count them.
If it's just a few monsters that need slaying, I can finish this in seconds. So, Witch, can you stop those pigs in time, like that trap in the hall?
They're much bigger, sweetie. I might be able to manage one.
One's enough. Herbalist, I'd be able to do a lot more if you'd give me back the compounds you confiscated. Yes. Then that's a dead end. I threw your weeds away when my bag began to stink.
You threw away all my...
Wait, you can sing, can't you? Do that!
Why would I sing?
I've been advised to use my subordinate's strengths when strategizing. If it works, wonderful. If not, you can tell the queen she's wrong later. And that's beautiful in its own way.
Sir Caroline!
It doesn't matter what you do, because I will be doing the actual work here. Just distract it for 1 second, and it will be dead the second after that. Do you think you can do that, Herbalist?
Fine. But I'm not gonna sing.
Boring.
Witch, freeze the wide one. I'll sneak up where the unsettlingly muscular one can't see me and behead his frozen comrade. Then, Herbalist, you will distract the muscle-bound one, and when he sees you, I'll behead him, too. It should be over in seconds. Now, places!
But I don't...
You will follow my orders, or this will fail. Remember the courtroom? Now, places!
Fine.
Someone's cranky.
Freeze the pig.
But still, babe, you're being a little harsh.
Just do it.
All right.
What? Trotter, did you hear?
You only have a second to go.
I know that. Stop holding my hand.
I'm only worried about
I meant literally.
Oh, right. There you go.
Good. And... Ha! A clean cut. And... softer than I expected.
Porcus, did you say something?
Come on, Herbalist.
Hey, you!
Oh, dude. Your voice got really different. All high and nice and stuff.
No, look over here. Over here.
Whoa. I am tripping on these bones, man. You sound like you're behind me or something.
Hey, I'm a human and I'm over here.
Ooh, she is good.
Huh? Candy canes? What are you doing? We just locked you up, didn't we?
Yeah?
Gnarly candy canes. Because there's really only one option from here.
Sir Caroline, any second now!
Now.
Saints, they're really just bags full of blood, aren't they?
They were, until they met my blade.
Caroline, the pig!
You're pretty quick, ain't you?
You... I cut your head off!
Yeah, and? What are you gonna do about it?
Cut it off again, obviously.
What?
There. He's dead this time, yes? We can all agree that the pig is dead?
Well, he definitely was dead.
But he's...
Back in business, Candy Legs. Trotter, now!
Whoa!
Dang, Candy Canes, you really can hustle.
Whoa!
Man, that always feels cool.
A little help, Trotter!
Oh, just a second, dude, just a second. I'm coming!
Saints, she's taking turns dueling both of them?
Fun to watch, but not very useful.
Cutie, unless you're going for a personal best on most times you've killed the same pig, I don't think this is getting you anywhere.
Well, I don't see you helping. Can't you throw lightning bolts or something?
Lightning bolts? What do you take me for, some cheap little sorcerer?
Yes, actually.
Oh, that's so sweet. But I don't do lightning, babe. It makes my hair all frizzy.
Well, do something, you...
This ain't working, Trotter. We're gonna have to take her on together.
But, I mean, what if she, you know...
Don't be a moron! It ain't like she can fight both of us. I said, it ain't like she can... I said...
I think I get it, dude.
Good! Now get her!
Okay.
He sounded scared, wouldn't you be? She's a force of nature with that blade, isn't she?
No, I mean, if they keep coming back to life, why would they be afraid of teaming up against her? That's it. Sir Caroline, they're magically bound. I think they'll only stay dead if you kill them both at the same time.
See, bro? This is what I was trying to...
I told you to shut up!
Uh-oh.
Thanks for the help, pig. Now let's test her theory.
All right, Knight, you got us.
I know.
You beat us fair and square. Damn, you're good.
I know that, too.
Please, just one more thing, lady. Now that you got me, something super important about this fortress.
Your words, then your head.
I just gotta tell you that every one of you losers likes to gloat over your wins, don't you?
Why, you... Damn, he was stalling. Herbalist, look! Ouch! Let me go!
Oh, his sweat smells like barbecue. Get him off! Get him off!
I've got both of your human buddies, dude. Let Borkus through or I give them both the kibosh.
Good going, Trotter. Now kill him and let's get out of...
Give them both if you want your friends to leave here.
You blind, bruh. You can kill him as many times as you want.
But we heard you in court. The herbalist said it herself, you're magically bound. If he doesn't leave here, dead or alive, neither do you. And I may not be able to kill you, but I can certainly make you wish I could.
She's got a pretty good point there, Trotter.
Give them here, and you both leave.
I'll toss you one now, but you don't get the other till Porcus and me split.
Fine. What?
Oh, babe, I knew I could count on you. Just say the word.
The herbalist, the one you call Candy Canes. Give her here.
You beast! I hate you. I hate you. I hate you!
Bummer. I'll miss you, Candy Canes.
And here's yours.
How dare you! You take that back! You take me back! You're heartless! Heartless! Heartless!
Just shut up and go, Trotter! Take the witch with you!
Obviously, dude. Smell you later, humans!
What's that? No thank you? Nothing?
That was so stupid!
Of course.
Why did you pick me? Kuan Yi could have helped you more. She could have stopped time or put them to sleep or something. You could have killed both of them!
That is very possible, Rilla. But slaying monsters is only the second of a knight's priorities.
What?
Instead of taking two irreplaceable trophies, I have chosen to protect you, a citizen of the Second Citadel. I will never forgive you for it, but it is my duty, and a good knight is bound to her duty.
Duty? I'll show you duty, you fair-weather knight!
Oh, man, dude. Listen to her. She's so heated.
Just move it already!
Dealbreaker! Ice queen! Frost! Fraud!
She's... ow. Like, really heated. Actually, ow, ow, ow!
And also, I knew the witch could take care of herself.
Trotter, what the hell is it now?
Hot, bruh. She's... hot! Hot! Meow!
So, you didn't learn anything? This was still just part of your plan?
Oh, well, now you're both whining. Isn't being in charge a treat?
Nobody likes a cop, babe. Thanks for the reminder. And those dates you begged me to go on. Cancelled!
There are no dates.
Cancelled!
Let's get out of here, man. Forget the Senate.
Right behind you.
Enjoy it while you can, pigs. Your heads are mine.
over our dead bodies, dude.
Yes, that is very literally what that would entail, you stupid... Whoa! Oh.
Thank you, but you saved my life.
I'm going to make something absolutely clear. You will have questions about what I say next. I will not answer them.
Okay.
I've lived a lot of lives before this one, Rilla. And when you reinvent yourself, or when you're forced to reinvent yourself, well, it's...
Like the old versions of you keep bleeding into the new one. It gets hard to draw boundaries and figure out the new rules. I know.
That's... Yes, precisely. I like my life as a knight much better than any other I've had yet. I'd like to keep it. So thank you for reminding me how to do that. Well?
Well, what?
I said you'd have questions.
No, it's cool.
Well, I told you I won't answer. What?
You're a knight now. And you're even a good one. So I don't care what you used to be.
Good. Thank you, Rilla.
Thank you, Sir Caroline.
And thank me, Quan Yi.
Quiet! That's a good girl. Now, let's get you two patched up, and then we'll find our lizard.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can also support the Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter @thepenumbrapod, following us on Tumblr @thepenumbrapodcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Aurora Sear, Demi Prince, Camille Blanton, Ota Arcana, Christine Kim, Rowan Collins, Garrett M., Jay Yanizelli, Karen ZH, Fiona Parker, Reagan, Co., Kim Zeigen, Atha Lang, Charlie Spiegel, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to dftba.com and search for the Penumbra podcast. This tale, The Hallowed Halls of Helicoid, was told by the following people. Melissa Enulet as Rilla. Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline, Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, M. Sutherland as Sir Angelo, Matthew Zonzinger as Sir Damien, Glenn Moore as Judge Helicoid, Stuart Evan Smith as Porcus, Michael Underhill as Trotter, and Kate Jones as the Bailiff. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.